and Suzanne Cain. Dublin's Good Times. 98 FM.
I am so excited on this Friday morning about my ding-a-ling. I think this is the best ding-a-ling we will ever have on 98FM. She is already laughing. Please arise for the queen of Saturday night television and my dear friend is Tess Daly.
It's Tess Daly.
Keep
beautiful
clapping.
Friend Brian.
How I are you, darling? I love you too. How are
this
you?
Well, actually, I'm quite sweaty at the minute because I'm trapped in my car talking to you because I've got the builders in. The back patio doors fell off. They're being replaced. And then I thought I'll sit outside the house in the car and I'll have a bit of a peace and it won't be too noisy for you. And then my gardener arrived and started mowing the grass. So I'm now sat in the car and it's pouring with rain. I do apologise. So if you can hear that rain beating on the sunroof. I've done everything I can.
She's having her garden trimmed on a Friday morning.
What else would one be doing when you're in Casa Daly?
Well,
you
know exactly.
First
trimming
of all,
the bushes,
let's
yeah.
start trimming the bushes, honey. Keep them trimmed. Absolutely.
Everybody would say it. You'd expect no less from
Tess
Daly.
Can I tell you, Tess and I met in the December of 2001.
Okay.
And we had every Thursday, Friday and Saturday for about two years, mm-hmm. we had breakfast and more or less lunch every Thursday, Friday and Saturday on SMTV Live. How much did we laugh? And we had separate big, massive dressing rooms with our names on the door and stars. We never used
back
them.
In the days when you got spoiled.
And we changed with the
that
same
was the
dressing
time
room.
Of my life.
Oh, we loved it.
Working with you was the biggest treat, literally. I told my mum I was speaking to you. She's like, oh, lovely, Brian. Aww. Like, we're obsessed with you and our family. You know that.
Did you guys just hit it off instantly, Tess? Because like, I know you're saying love Brian and his face genuinely lights up every time he talks about you. And it isn't an easy feat to try and team up with someone and try and form a relationship.
We just laugh with this wonderful connection. I mean, how could you not love Brian? He's one of the kindest souls, never mind the funny part. He's just kind. He's just good through and through. Yeah, it was just good times, you know, and you never forget those memories, really, because definitely a highlight in my career working with you, my darling. And I'd love to work with you again, please.
Oh, we always say that.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I know, I would love
together.
To.
Now, let's give Tess the respect she needs.
Rightly
Strictly
so.
Is back. It just won an NTA. It is the biggest show on television in the UK. People are obsessed with this show. Tess, what's it like coming back each season for you? We're just back on telly recently. Are you as excited every season? Does it ever wane? Or were you always like, come on, let's go?
I genuinely am. No, I'm so excited because I can never wait to meet the new bunch of celebrities and feel their lagged personality. You see that first time they dance live on the floor. That was last week. This week, of course, we're going to lose somebody. It's the first elimination this weekend and they're a real tight-knit group.
Yeah.
One of them's going to be leaving. And I just love getting sucked into that kind of Strictly vacuum because it's fun and it's joy and it's celebratory in tone, and that's kind of our only agenda, you know. We just want to have fun, and I love it so much, and I really do look forward to it, you know. I don't mind that Autumn Winter's coming because it means Strictly's back.
Yes.
And it's been part of my life for 20 years.
I know, it's
hard.
20 years. Phoebe's turning 20 in October and I was pregnant with her the very first series.
Oh my God, that's
which is
amazing.
A visual reference of how long we've been on air, and she's a woman now. So it's amazing, you know. And it's a privilege to be a part of something that people tell me, they come up to me, you know, in the supermarket, in the street, and they tell me that they really enjoy it, and they sit down with the family in front of the television. And that is so rare, Lisa. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't sit down and watch the telly together like they used to when I was growing up, for example.
I have
so that
down.
Feels like a privilege.
It is. Yeah, it's the epitome of appointment television. And in a world where we just catch everything on demand, or you're stuck into something in a streaming service, Strictly is the most magical. And we have it here with Dancing with the Stars when it kicks off as well in January.
Yes.
But this, like, even my mom, so my mom turns 80 this year. It is her, it is her non-negotiable. But now, because my kids, like my little girl is 7, watch it with her grandma, and she loves that. It is the epitome of family, good times, and appointment television at its very, very best.
And you know what? To be a part of that family stay, it brings them together on a Saturday night, and they might go and get a takeaway, or they might score the celebrity together at home.
Oh, yeah.
That is special to be a part of that because, you know, it means a lot, really. I'm very lucky. I love my job.
Now, Let's get down to the seriousness of Strictly. It's what's Tess going to wear?
Yeah, what is Tess wearing?
Because it's Saturday to Sunday. You never disappoint. You deliver a look after a look after a
20
look.
20 years, Brian.
My sisters.
Every single Saturday.
My sisters always go, oh, I'd love that dress Tess is wearing. Did she tag it? Look at the price. I'm like, it's 20 grand.
Tess doesn't tag, my love. She's Tess doesn't need to tag. She's an icon.
She's an icon. So, Tess, do you feel the
It's
pressure?
Never 20 grand, trust me.
No, I enjoy it. It's lovely. It's part, you know, getting to dress up on a Saturday night is sort of part of the whole experience, really. It's fun. I mean, the heels get a little bit lower every year because I'm cantering across that floor 45 times. 45 times when there's 15 couples on and off and introducing them. And I'm literally probably clocking up about 40,000 steps in my high heels. Then I'm running up the stairs to the balcony and doing a link up there. And I'm like, this is not good for one's back. But still, you do it. It's adrenaline. It's, you know, it's live. It's exciting. You feel no pain. But yeah, I'm a bit like, oh, can I have a slightly lower stiletto, please? Because that 4 inch is not going to cut it.
It's a tiny one.
I nearly went flying last week on live television, by the way. This has happened twice now. So there's like, you know, in the studio, there's lots of camera cables everywhere. There's light spotlights on the floor. There's everything. And I'm running sort of across the floor at speed live to greet the couple when they finish their live dance. And I'm running through the audience who are seated there, trying not to trip over their legs and fall in the lap. And I'm tripping over the cable cords. And last week, I swear, I just caught myself. I just righted myself in time before I hit the floor and before the camera came to me. I'm like, oh my goodness me. This could happen.
Listen,
this
I'm sure there's some Listen, I'm sure there's some man in the audience ready to catch you if you did fall.
Well, I don't think there's a contingency if I go down. I've got all the contingencies if something goes wrong with the dancers, you know. Pete Wicks came down last week. He did his Paso Doble. He came down. He flew in on chains. It was very
fabulous. It was very...
There were pyros. I'm standing on side of stage with a contingency just in case he gets stuck up there and he can't get down because we are absolutely live.
Yeah,
you know?
No delay.
There is no delay. Luckily, that didn't happen. But yeah, there's no contingency if I go down.
She's down. She's down.
Tess Daly is down.
Down. Down.
Daly is down.
Let me ask you. I would say, you know, Strictly's kind of like a reality TV show, but not really, but people are voting. It's like a popularity contest and the best dancer hopefully wins. Over the years, listen, we know Claudia does the Treasures, the celeb version is starting. Are you ever tempted to do a reality show? I'm sure you're asked you them all the time. Vernon was in the jungle. We loved him.
It was in Wales in
the
castle.
Jungle. We wanted Vernon to win.
Yeah.
Yes, would you?
See, Vernon can eat anything and Vernon can sleep on a washing line.
Like
I knew he'd be absolutely fine. You know what I mean? Whereas me, oh, God, don't even mention what they offer them. Yeah, so I knew he'd be fine, although he did lose half his body weight during the process. Would I? I don't know, Brian.
Now, listen, I'm sure I'm a celebs on the phone.
You have to be asked all the time.
Empty check. I'm sure I'm a Big Brother's on the phone.
I wouldn't be brave enough. I could not be civilised if I didn't get three meals a day. Do you know what I mean? I get very hangry. I could not keep it civil. If I was starving hungry, it wouldn't be pretty at all. So I don't think that'd work for me. And also claustrophobic, can't stand creepy crawlies, couldn't be locked underground with anything crawling on me. I mean, can you imagine? I wouldn't mind maybe something cooking orientated because I enjoy cooking and challenging myself in that department.
You'd be good at that, yeah.
So what about the celeb version of the Traitors? We know that's coming back. Would you do that?
And Claude is your pal.
Yeah, come on,
well,
Tess.
Well, absolutely. I'm obsessed with the show. Mm. But I'm not doing a celebrity version if that's what you're hinting about.
Oh, that's what I'm hinting about.
Someone said, Vernon said to me the other day, apparently people think we're doing celebrity Traitors. And I said, right. So we're not. But I do absolutely love
the
show.
And that's the
and
end
I'll
of it.
I'll be watching it.
So
you should do it, Brian.
Yeah.
Do you want me to have a word?
Have a word, but I need to find the time. I'm on radio every day.
Really
I'm on telly every day.
Oh, you'd find
you can hide nothing in your face. I can read your face a mile off, you cheeky wee scamp.
I think you could find the time for Celebrity Traitors.
I might.
I say this to you all the time.
He is quite busy, though, and he's got a new baby.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
He'd be all right.
Let's not.
Also, our last thing that we were going to say, because obviously Brian and I do radio together. Mm. Vernon, obviously, is absolutely smashing it on BBC Radio 2.
Yes.
He is incredible. Such a brilliant listen. I listened to him way back on Radio X when he was there, and then he moved to BBC Radio 2.
Radio 1 before that.
Exactly. He has a brilliant kind of radio career behind him. I know we said this morning, but I would love to hear the pair of you on air together, even like on a Friday if you got together and just had a chit chat or kind of
went down
a podcast route.
Tess. Yeah. Sure. I'm too busy telling him off for not emptying the dishwasher and putting his wet towels in the laundry basket.
Put it in the podcast.
I don't think anyone would enjoy that.
Put it in the podcast.
It'd be a bit too true to life. Be a bit too real life. Hashtag filter.
Hashtag we like it.
And put your towels away. No. Yeah, never say never. Who knows? We find time for it. He's so busy at the moment. He's doing like 3 jobs a day. It could be fun.
Tess Daly, thank you so much for joining us on 98
FM.
It's over. We've got to go on with the rest of the show.
Next time, can I not become a third member of the team and just do this regularly?
Oh my God, Tess, we'll check in with you mid Strictly, see how you are. I do have to ask you, how often are you shook down for Strictly tickets? Like, is your WhatsApp group with your mates lit with people going, Tess, come here, any chance of 2 for Saturday?
That happens, honestly, like as soon as March. Like, that's probably the most stressful part of my job.
Don't say the message I sent you last week. I sent her a message last week.
Yes, I know.
I can come.
I'm available.
Yeah.
Oh,
darling, thank you.
Face grinning at me on the front row.
So much
thank
for joining
you,
us on 98 FM. We love you so much. I can't wait to see you soon. Give it up for Tess Daly, everybody.
Thanks for having me.
Ryan Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10 on 98 FM.